The Executive Secretary of the Constitutional Review Commission, Dr. Raymond Atukuba, says the Commission has decided to institute stiffer penalty for capital crimes instead of the death penalty. Speaking on Behind the News, Dr. Atukuba said persons who commit capital crimes will be imprisoned for life without parole. He said for 20 years now, the death penalty has not been effective. Dr. Atukuba spoke to Agatha Samoa.
The last execution were in 1993. For 20 years, nobody has been executed in Ghana who has been sentenced to death. So successive presidents and successive ministers of interior who could sign death warrants on behalf of the president have not signed these warrants. And what happens in practice is that people on death row get their sentences commuted to life imprisonment. Then those sentences are further commuted to a specific term of imprisonment, and then they could be out on the street. In the face of this evidence, the commission decided that it would institute stiffer penalties for capital crimes. So that instead of having these people come out after a couple of years, they would institute life imprisonment without parole for these persons convicted of capital offense. The commission could have decided that people on death row should be executed quickly. That's the other extreme. But there was also evidence before the commission that many mistakes are made in trials and in sentencing people to death.
Executive Secretary of the Constitutional Review Commission, Dr. Raymond Atukuba. The national chairman of the NPP, Jacob Echebe-Lamte, says an NPP government will not treat the implementation of the Constitution Review Commission report as a priority. He said things have stagnated so much under the current administration that when given the mandate, the NPP will be more concerned with putting the country back on a sound footing. Mr. Echebe-Lamte spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
This is a very important matter. Amending the constitution is not something that you rush through. Currently, we have 8 sitting days of parliament left before parliament rises. When they come back in October, they have only about 15 sitting days. So that's 23 sitting days in which they will have to consider the changes that the white paper wants to make to the constitution. If they try to do that amongst the other work that they are doing, you will end up with a rushed document. And then it then has to go back. And this is all the matter happening within the season of campaigning for an election that is coming on in December. I cannot see how it will be possible to give proper thought to amending the constitution in the time that we have left within this parliament. That means that if in the next parliament the paper comes up again as it comes, it will not be an immediate priority of the NPP government. Inshallah, we win. Because first of all, we will have to deal with the kenki and fish issues that face us. We will have to start repairing the damage that has been done to our economy. We will have to start stopping the slide of the CD that is uncontrollable now, and start to bring that under some sort of control, and then see what all the damage is. People are worried about what they're going to do about their own lives immediately, what they're going to do about their children's lives, what they're going to do about the schooling of their children. Because these are the things that will be an immediate priority. The Constitution has lasted 20 years. It's been good enough. We can wait a few more months before we start dealing with that.
You think the NDC government embarking on this Constitution review is a misplaced priority?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the thing is that if they were going to do the amendments, okay, when you're going to do something like this, you know it will take time. So what you do is you work out a whole schematic. You work out how you are going to do, what you are going to do, when you are going to do it, and then you set yourself timelines by which you must get it done.
National Chairman of the NPP, Jacob Echebe-Lamte, talking to Bubu Klinogu.